What if they came from a different country?
Across the seas.
Mm-hmm.
We say.
Would you still call them a stranger?
Yes.
And a woman who conducts school would be called a
teacher.
And you know the last name Cooper or Cooper?
Cooper.
Uh-huh. What would you call a married woman with that last name?
It's Cooper, that's all I could say, honey.
Well, she'd be, she's married, so she'd be.
She'd be a missus.
Okay, how would you say that?
Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. And say a carpenter who's not very good at making things, you'd call him a.
He's not such a good carpenter in my books.
Do you ever say shade tree or jackleg?
No.
And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt.
Okay. And if you're born in the United States, you say your nationality is?
We Americans.
Okay. And the name of the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
And George Washington's wife?
Martha.
And do you remember an old song that started off, "Wait Till the Sun Shines"?
Nellie.
And a male goat is called a...
Oh dear, not an animal question.
Or a nickname for a boy named William, you call him?
Willie.
Okay. And the first book in the New Testament?
Oh.
Or the first of the four Gospels?
I put my thinking cap on again, Barbara.
Something Mark, Luke, and John.
Oh yeah, Luke and John.
What's the first one?
Oh, I can't think of it now, Barbara. I can't think.
Well,
terrible.
You say the highest rank in the army.
General.
Okay. And beneath that?
Captain, I think. I'm not sure.
What about the person who introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken? He's called?
Oh.
His name is Sanders. He's
Crandall.
Okay. And the person who presides over a court is called the
judge.
And a person who goes to school
is a pupil.
Okay. Or if you're in college, you say you're a
student.
Okay. And a person who works in an office and does the typing and so forth.
She's a secretary.
And you say a man on the stage would be an actor, a woman would be a
actress.
And what different names were there for colored people?
Niggas.
Mm-hmm. Is that an insulting name?
Yes, it is. I wish people wouldn't use it.
Mm-hmm. What do you think people should say?
They shouldn't say nothing. They should say their name and that's it. Just color them if they want, but don't express yourself the way they do.
Mm-hmm.
I think they down them too much myself.
Mm-hmm. What's the proper name for
a Negro?
Mm-hmm. What about them? Yourself? You say you're not Negro, you're...
A white.
Okay. Are there any other names for white people?
White trash.
What do you mean?
That's what the Negroes call us.
Uh-huh. What would you call white people that you sort of look down on? They don't seem to ever want to do anything for themselves.
Trashy people.
Uh-huh. And a child is born with one parent's white and the other parent's color.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. If I could think of the name of it now. Half and half, we say.
Uh-huh.
But it's another name for it, we say it's half and half.
Uh-huh. And say, what did colored people used to call the man that they worked for?
Oh, hey, boss.
Mm-hmm. And someone who lives out in the country and he doesn't get into town much, and when he does get into town, everybody can just look at him and tell that he's from way out in the country.
Yeah, he raised a country hick.
Okay. What about the French people down in this section of the country? What are they called?
Well, Frenchmen.
Uh-huh. What other names?
Sabine, some of them's called. That's half and half.
Sabine?
Teresa.
Yeah, come on up.
Do you want me to shut this up?
See if we can get going a couple more pages. How many more pages we got, honey?
Well, just let me know when you have to. What do you call the French people in Louisiana?